Welcome to the Jones Zone, a podcast by Daryl and JJ Jones, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. Your host, Daryl Jones, a top Orange County real estate agent, has been supporting homeowners for over 30 years. He is here to share his tips and advice, as well as insights from industry experts, to help you take your real estate game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Daryl Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Jones Zone. Today, we're going to explore the beautiful state of North Carolina. And our guest today is Scott Shirey. Scott Shirey and I have been friends for, oh my goodness, how old are we? 40 years? Over 40 years, huh?
Yeah.
I think you were actually my very first roommate. No, my second roommate ever.
You were my first.
Yeah. Well, roommate.
Imperial Terrace. Yeah. Right off Air Vista there.
In Brea. So Scott just moved from, where was your house? It was in Corona. Was it in Corona?
Corona.
I sold. Yeah. Corona, California to North Carolina. So we're going to do an episode on North Carolina for those Californians who are considering retiring and or for whatever reason, moving out of state, and they can kind of delve into what North Carolina has to offer. So why did you move to North Carolina, Scott?
Just got tired of California and the traffic and the nonsense and the high prices. And I have family that live out here in North Carolina, and they've been bugging me for a couple of years to come check it out. And I did and fell in love and got home, called my favorite realtor and, hey, can you put my house on the market? And here we are.
And here we are. Well, and you, and knowing you, you're a big sports fan too. So the colleges and universities, I mean, what is it called? The Tar Heel State?
It is the Tar Heel State, Tobacco Road, Duke, North Carolina, NC State. I'm about an hour and 15 minutes from them, 15, 20 minutes from Wake Forest. Yeah.
That's some big schools, big time schools.
Big time schools. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, and what city are you in North Carolina?
I'm in Oak Ridge, which is just outside of Greensboro.
Okay. And how far is that from the coast and from the surrounding areas? Is it in the middle of the state, the south, north, west, east? Where's that at?
It's northwest. We're like, I'm about 40 miles from the Virginia border. It's about a 3.5 hour drive to the coast from here. 45 minutes to the mountains. Yeah, Pilot Mountain. Mount Airy is also known as Mayberry, where Andy Griffin grew up. And so you go there and it's like going into Mayberry.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So let's delve into what I forget the details, because it's been, how long have you been there now?
A little over 2 years now.
And then you sold your house. We sold your house in Corona for, how much did we sell your house in for Corona? And tell us the details of that. If I remember correctly, it was over 4-bedroom, 3-bath, around 2000. What was it?
It was about 1700 and change square foot, like 1730 square feet.
Okay.
It was a 4-bedroom, but one of the bedrooms was converted. So it was more of a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath. But it was sold as a 4-bedroom because you can convert the other bedroom back.
Yeah, and then it was kind of new, well, relatively new compared to a lot of houses in Orange County. What was that built in the 90s or 80s?
94.
Okay, and then what did we sell that for?
$650,000.
And then you purchased in North Carolina within a couple of months or simultaneously, correct?
Right away.
Yeah, yeah. And then what were you able to obtain over in North Carolina? What, tell us about the price, the details of the house.
Well, it's on just under 2 acres. It's about 2,500 square feet, so a little bit larger than the house I had in California. I'm kind of in the woody area, so I got trees all around me, which is nice. Came in, remodeled it, gutted it pretty much, and started over. I paid $318 for it.
Two-story or single-story?
It's a three-story. Well, if you count the basement, which completed.
Okay. So 2-story with a basement.
Yeah.
So, and 2 acres, you said?
Just under two, just like 1.87.
Oh my goodness. So that house in California, of course, depending on where in California, let's even take Corona, it would still be $1.5 million probably.
Yeah, probably easily. Yeah.
Or more.
At least $1 million. Yeah.
Oh, easily. I mean, they don't even have that many properties with that much land. So that's pretty phenomenal. So, okay, let's delve right into some of it. So what's the biggest differences you've seen from California comparing it to North Carolina?
Slower pace. People are very slow pace here. That was a little little get used to, considering, you know, California is always fast paced. It's like zing, 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 zing. You know, you go to the grocery store and you got to wait for the guy to finish his story with a checker, you know. And if it's 35 mile an hour speed zone, they're going 35 miles an hour. but friendly. I haven't met a mean, rude person yet. It's phenomenal. I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. You get four true seasons here, which was never accustomed to in California, which is nice. It hasn't snowed here. It snowed here my first winter, but it didn't snow last winter. We don't know. This February is generally when it snows out here, January, February. So we'll see.
Well, listen, you delved into weather. So you get four seasons. What's the hottest it gets? I mean, not one time, not an outlier, but what's your hottest month? August?
July, August, it gets into the 90s. I don't even recall hitting triple digits last year, like 96, 97 might get the hottest. Humidity's tolerable. I mean, it's not bad. Like I tell everyone, you know, you're going to sweat in 110 degrees out there, or you're going to sweat in 97 degrees out here. So, I mean, it's.
So it's not super humid. For example, Florida, I think, Tennessee, other states can be.
Not like Florida. I've been to Florida many a times. The humidity's a lot denser there. I mean, we have our days out here. Don't get me wrong. There's some days where it's a lot thicker than others. But yeah, overall, I mean, I love it. I mean, it's great.
And then you mentioned already about only snowing, didn't even snow this last winter. So obviously it doesn't dip too much lower than 40 degrees, 30 degrees, or?
The nights can get chilly. Last year we had a spell where it was single digits for a week.
Oh.
The coldest it got during the day was like 29 degrees. But in nighttime it can get chilly. Yeah, it can get dip into the teens.
And that's just for a few months, or?
No, it's like having a heat wave in California. You know, it's a couple weeks, maybe a week. Okay. You know, we're in, and then it will be normal again. And then, you know, maybe one more time before the winter ends, it'll be cold again. And it's generally just in the evenings. The coldest during the day it's been since I've been here is in the high 20s.
Okay. So what about any other weather activities? You guys get hurricanes there, earthquakes, storms?
We did have a tornado warning a few weeks back. That's the worst that I've experienced, was just a warning. It's not a watch, not a warning. There's tornado watches and then there's warnings. But yeah, it wasn't that bad. The hurricanes that hit here, I'm so far inland. By the time we get it, it's mainly just a lot of rain, and the wind is cut down quite a bit. I mean, we had a hurricane last hurricane season that we got the tail of it, where it was just heavy rains and some wind, but nothing crazy.
Okay, so not too many, and nothing real severe, it sounds like, so far at least.
Not so far, yeah. I mean, you know, the tornadoes can happen, but those are far and few between. And then, like I said, the hurricanes, my cousins have lived out here for decades. And I mean, even the big hurricanes that came through 10 years ago didn't hardly affect it. I mean, a lot of rain, don't get me wrong. There's, you know, lots of rain, but nothing crazy.
Okay. And then what about critters? It was funny. I was talking to an agent, my friend in South Carolina. And she said, well, we have alligators. I said, what? So do you have any critters? How about mosquitoes, bugs, insects, any new nuisances?
Well, the insects are definitely bigger, stronger, and faster in North Carolina. You know, you could probably hop on a mosquito and fly back to California. It's not bad. The ants are bigger, spiders, you know, just typical insects. I mean, nothing crazy. The carpenter bees are big.
So would you say it's worse in North Carolina? When I say worse, you have more mosquito bites in North Carolina than you did in California, or less, or same?
No, definitely more. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But not crazy amounts. I mean, nothing to be alarmed about.
Okay.
But it rains a lot here. So, you know, there's a lot of, like, my house, there's a creek up by my house. So you know, you're going to get that wet area and there's going to be mosquitoes. The wasps come out of the ground. There's several different wasps out here. But yeah, I mean,
doesn't bother you that much, it sounds like.
For me at all, really. I mean, nothing crazy.
All right. And then I've got a list of questions, so let me refer to those. Oh, anything? What surprised you the most about North Carolina? Did you have any big surprises that you weren't expecting?
No. I mean, I knew the people would be friendly, and I already, you know, with my family being out here, kind of got the heads up about what the weather is going to be like. There's wildlife out here. You know, I wake up several mornings and there's a family of deer right outside my backyard, which is nice. It's pretty cool. And here we have a red fox and gray fox, and haven't seen one of them yet. Raccoons, just the squirrels are bigger and healthier out here than they are in California. Definitely fatter squirrels out here.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's great. I love it. I mean, everything I anticipated when I came out here is pretty much what's happening.
So no disappointments.
No disappointments at all. I mean, none. I'm happier than a lark. And, you know, that's kind of why I came out here, is to reset. My son and I moved out here, and it's been great.
Awesome. And then now, so we already talked about the weather. How are the taxes? Do you have state tax there in North Carolina?
Property taxes are about a third of what they were in California.
Okay, so how do your property taxes, Scott? Around a third of what you paid in California?
Yeah, they're like $2,400 this last year, and I was close to $6,000 in California at my house.
Very nice. And the sales tax?
3%. And then, like, 3%. If you purchase a car or anything like that, you pay, like, if you trade a vehicle in, you pay the sales tax on the difference, instead of the sale price like you do in California.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference. And then they cap it out at $2,000. So the most you can pay in sales tax on a vehicle or a trailer or anything like that is $2,000.
Well, that's interesting. That's actually pretty cool. What about the cost of living? Have you seen a big difference on your utilities, your food, your insurances, and anything like that that stands out?
Oh, yeah. My electric bill, my average bill in California was six something a month. The most expensive it's been here is $240. And bigger house. And my house is all electric here, where in California it was a lot of gas. So I don't have a gas bill here. I'm on a well, so I don't have a water bill. So yeah, the utilities, a lot less money than I was paying in California for sure.
All right. So you're on a well for well water.
I have well water, yes.
Okay. You're in the sticks, you said?
Yeah, I'm in the sticks.
Well, you know, I always say, what makes for great neighbors? Space.
Yes, it's very nice. And then in the springtime when the trees are full bloom, I can't even see my neighbors. I can't even see the roadway from my house. It's nice.
It was beautiful. And then speaking of that, how long does it take you to fly from North Carolina to California, vice versa?
Well, I haven't flown to California. I've flown to Vegas. Vegas was, if I recall, like, I think it was 5.5 hours.
Yeah, it sounds about probably what it would be. And then how far are you from the closest airport?
Well, Greensboro International is about 10 minutes from my house.
Wow, that's pretty close.
It's close. And then there's Charlotte, which I'm about an hour and a half from Charlotte, and about an hour and 15 minutes from Raleigh. Those are the three main airports. I think there's one in Wilmington as well, which is the coast. But I've flown out of Charlotte, I've flown out of Raleigh, and I've flown out of Greensboro. So.
Pretty good airports?
Yeah, real good airports. Charlotte's a cluster, kind of like LAX. Raleigh was real nice to fly in and out of. Greensboro's like the old Ontario airport. You can pull in 25 minutes before your flight, and no stress, you know?
Oh, that's really nice. Now, I had another client move to North Carolina. He was a golfer. You got a lot of golf courses there in North Carolina?
Well, you know, Pinehurst is about an hour from me, which they hold the U.S. Open there. There's lots of golf courses around here. I'm close to Greensboro Country Club. Kind of gave up golf several years ago when I injured my back, so I haven't really paid attention to the golf courses out here, but I drive by one every day. So.
And then what's there to do? I mean, are you been able to hit some of the college games? I mean, goodness gracious, if you're a college sports fan, it sounds like you've just landed where you need to be.
It's pretty crazy. I have not gone to a college football game yet. I work every Saturday, so it's kind of out of the cards. I've been to a couple NFL games in Charlotte. Those were fun. Easy to get to. No hassles getting in and out. Just like anyone else, the better the team, the more the money for the tickets. I took my kid to go see Tom Brady before he retired. So that was nice. But
That is very nice. So, and then, so taxes are lower. Cost of living is much lower. What's the economy? What's the economy like there? Do you have an industry that's really popular there? Or is it pretty diverse?
There's a big Honda plant over by the airport. Yeah, pretty, you know, High Point, which I'm fairly close to High Point. It was the furniture capital of the world, still considered the furniture capital of the world. You know, Thomasville is close to me, Thomasville Furniture. So furniture was a really big deal in this area at one time. Like anything else, it's more now disassembly from parts flown in. But they still have the furniture, the big furniture event every year here, where people fly in and kind of show the new product. It's in High Point, which is about 15 minutes, 20 minutes for me. Not too bad. Right.
So the job market's pretty healthy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you don't, the homelessness is, I can't even remember seeing a homeless person here.
Well, that is actually a big thing here. We do have, I've seen it even locally, the uptick in homelessness, unfortunately, but okay. So lack of homelessness. So that's probably a good thing. So the economy is pretty diverse. It's not that challenging to get a job there for those that are looking for work, because obviously that's kind of a big deal. And then what's there to do? What do you do in North Carolina?
Well, I mean, I'm 3.5 hours from the coast. There's I haven't gone yet, but the Outer Banks. I want to check out the Outer Banks. Kitty Hawk, where the first flight transpired between the Wright brothers, is there. Like I said, Pilot Mountain, where Mayberry is a short jaunt up the freeway. You mentioned the Gulf. Just any day when I get in the car to go to work, it's a nice, relaxing drive in a 2-lane highway or street with trees all around me. It's just beautiful. And, you know, at nighttime, you do have to watch for deer crossing the road. And it's beautiful. I love it. It's
so a mountain. Obviously, it sounds as though you have mountains and lakes and rivers and streams, etc.
Tons of creeks. There's lakes everywhere around here, you know, like there's a creek that runs real close, not through my property, but the property next to mine. There's a creek that runs through it. It's lots of rain. So we get, you know, the creeks are always got a little bit of water going through them. The lakes are full, unlike back in California where they're all bone dry. I mean, I don't know if they are still with all the rain you guys are getting, but yeah, beautiful, just beautiful landscape. My cousins live about 20 minutes from me and they have a huge lake, you know, right next to their property. And it's a lot of fun. A lot of boating activities out here. A lot of water activities during the summer. Yeah, for sure. I'm not a hunter, but hunting's real big out here. Fishing's real big out here. Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, you were even kind of being able to retire, but you wanted to get a job just so you had something to do. So if I remember correctly, you got a job pretty quickly. It wasn't that hard for you to look for a job and get one.
Yeah, as soon as I put my resume out there, I got one rather quickly. Yeah.
All right. And then how about medical? How's the medical situation there? You got doctors close by for those of us that are retiring and moving there that, you know, are a little bit on the second half of their life.
Well, you got Duke University, which is, you know, I would say similar to like USC or UCLA as far as top notch. University of North Carolina is top notch. Wake Forest has a top notch, you know, medical program. I haven't had an issue. I mean, I've only been to the doctor once since I've been here, but yeah, it was real easy. It was not long waiting lines from what I understand. I mean, but yeah, the medical doesn't seem to be a problem. It's world renowned. Duke is world renowned. So for medical.
Yeah. And then we talked a little bit before. So the schools, what do you know anything about the, I know your son's not in school anymore. He's not in elementary school. He's out of high school, right?
No, he's in high school. He goes to high school locally. Yeah. He's a senior.
How's the high school? How's that been? How's that experience been?
It's been great. Part of the reason why I chose where I chose was the high school is highly rated. It's one of the highest in the state, but yeah, it's been great. He loves it. Everyone took to him real well and it seems to be doing better. I mean, part of the problem in California, it would take me over an hour to get him to school every morning. And it was 6 miles, you know, it's just ridiculous. Here, 5 minutes and I got them at school if I have to take them.
Well, yeah. Now, anyway, how are they treating the Californians? I, you know, like I had mentioned earlier, I'm doing this, trying to do this for a lot of the states that Californians are heading to. And oftentimes they go, yeah, you just don't want to let them know that you're from California. How's that polite?
Open arms. They, you know, they say, as long as you're not bringing your politics with you.
you know, hear that a lot.
Yeah, but no problem with me on that end. But yeah, open arms. It's funny is I've met several California transplants since I've been here. You know, before Corona, I lived in Temecula, and I've met two people from Temecula. I met a couple that live over by my cousins. They just moved here about the same time I moved here. And then I met a lady that she moved from Temecula as well. And it's crazy how many transplants that you do meet that are from California. Or up north, like New York, New Jersey, we get a lot of transplants from there too.
And you've got Virginia north of you, and South Carolina south of you. What's east or west of you guys?
Tennessee.
Oh, okay, Tennessee. Yeah. Very good.
6 hours from Nashville, so I'm about 3 hours from Knoxville. I'm 40 miles from the Virginia border. I can get to Washington D.C. in about 4.5 hours, 5 hours. South Carolina. You know, I'm an hour and a half from Charlotte, and another 10 minutes, you're in South Carolina. I haven't been, I've been to South Carolina just one time, but it was just basically going in, and I just crossed the border of Charlotte. But, you know, Gators are still in South Carolina, but not North Carolina. They kind of stop for North Carolina.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You don't want that. Now, how about the restaurants? Is there plenty to eat there? I know you're a foodie like myself.
Well, the Mexican food, quite frankly, sucks. It's nothing like California. I mean,
it is what it is.
Yeah, not even close. But yeah, they're great barbecue. If you love barbecue, great barbecue. A lot of pork barbecue out here. You know, collard greens and all that stuff. You know, Southern food. You know, biscuits and gravy in the morning. That's a big thing. You know. But yeah, the food's great. But I would say the Mexican food and the sushi is good, but it's just not like what I was accustomed to in California.
Now, what about the big question that everybody wants to know? Is there an In-N-Out burger there?
There is not.
Oh,
they're actually moving to Tennessee, so we're probably the next step, I would think. I know they agreed to go to Tennessee. So, you know, all the transplant Californians are hoping for that. They have a place out here that, you know, when I first came out here, oh, that's very similar to In-N-Out. So I went and checked it out. I go, hey, it's nothing like In-N-Out. Not even close.
Yeah, well, I know. We love our In-N-Out burgers. So, all right. I think I covered pretty much everything. So, obviously, the cost of living is much more palatable there in North Carolina than California. You get a lot more for your money, et cetera, et cetera. And you're loving life, which is the key.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's everything's cheaper. I mean, gas.
Now, what is gas today? Gas today is in California here. It's a little lower. It's election year. So, it's around $5 a gallon here, a little over five.
I paid $2.89 the other day.
Oh, goodness. Wow. Now, is there anything you would tell a Californian who's considering moving to North Carolina? Any advice?
Well, I would definitely do some research on the areas. Just like anywhere else, there's good and bad. I would definitely do some research. Coastal areas all seem to be great. Where I live in Oak Ridge is great. Not very many bad areas, but there are a couple. You know, there's... They refer to the counties here more than the cities, you know. Mm-hmm. In Guilford County, there's parts of Guilford County that are great and parts of Guilford County that are, you know, not so great. I mean, it's just kind of just doing your research. When I did my research on the house here, my number one thing was the schooling and crime rate. Obviously, the crime rate is nothing here, but you know, if you go 25 minutes up the freeway, you're in a higher crime zone, you know, and the schools are rated a lot lower, but the school was a 9 out of 10 when I picked it out here. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, my kid had a fighting chance when he came out and got to experience North Carolina himself.
Yeah. That sounds like they have some really good schools. So you're happy. So you recommend, you're very happy with your choice. You're glad you moved to North Carolina. It sounds like.
Very happy. Yeah.
Highly regrets.
Highly recommended. Yep.
Awesome. All right. Well, hey, everybody, that was kind of a shorter one. Possibly. I'm not sure how long it's been, but if you have any, if anybody has any other questions whatsoever, send me a text or call or comment in the show notes. And hopefully you found this really helpful for those of you who are considering moving out of state. North Carolina may now be on your radar. If you have any questions for me, just shoot me a text, 714-713-4663. Oftentimes, Scott, I've done a few of these with fellow real estate agents. I have, you know, real estate agent friends who have moved from California to whatever state they put. And I tell them, well, go ahead and give a plug for you for people who want to get a hold of you, but obviously you're not selling real estate there. So it's, but it's still good to get a Californian's perspective of other states, being that, you know, you have a direct compare and contrast. You were in California your whole life, if I remember correctly, right?
Whole life. Yeah. Born and raised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big difference, buddy. Love it. I have a friend that I used to work with in California that him and his wife are retiring out here. He has me send him properties all the time. So, you know, it's hard to explain. It's gorgeous. No traffic. I mean, they'll complain about traffic. You haven't seen traffic. You know.
Yeah, I get that a lot. So
if you go to Charlotte, you'll get some traffic, but that's about it.
All right. Well, if anybody has any questions, put them in the show notes and or text me and ask me questions. If you want to get hooked up with a real estate agent in North Carolina, we can facilitate that as well. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off now. And thank you for watching another episode of the Jones Zone. And have a great week. Take care, everybody. Scott, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for tuning into the Jones Zone, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. If you found this information and insights shared in today's episode valuable, be sure to head over to iTunes to rate the show, leave a review, and subscribe so that you don't miss another episode. Remember, when it comes to real estate, knowledge is power. Stay informed and stay ahead of the game with us. I'll be back next week with even more expert advice and industry insights. Don't miss it. Thank you.